Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, every now and then you come across a label that you used to see ubiquitously.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it seems to have fallen off the radar, and then all of a sudden it shows up again.
That's so true. And a perfect example is Fetzer.
Right.
Which you and I used to drink a lot of when we were young and poor. And
I'm still poor, but not so young.
I had a chance to taste through some of their current offerings. And, Hugh, I have to tell you, I was pretty impressed.
Good.
Surprised, in fact.
Okay.
From what I can gather, and you have to keep in mind, prices vary from store to store, but I think these are line priced at $8 a bottle.
That's a deal.
That's retail.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with something that a lot of people loved, and that was the Fetzer Sundial Chardonnay.
I remember that.
It was the poor student's best friend.
Right.
It was decent wine, and it still is. It's really a worthy successor to the Sundial that I remember so fondly. It's a rather full-bodied, full-flavored, a generous mouthful of wine. The aroma recalls tropical fruit, especially pineapple, and the flavors are rich and broad with notes of super ripe pears and apples. Again, I think the acid is a little low on this. It could be higher. That's sort of a quibble at this price. It's good enough to be an everyday Chardonnay, and at $8, my goodness, what great value.
Absolutely.
Now, here's one that really surprised me greatly. It's Fetzer's Gewürztraminer, non-vintage California wine, vineyards all over California. This was a remarkably good Gewürz for the price, $8. It's rich. It's almost sweet, but it's blessed with better acidity than the Chardonnay had. The flavors are classic Gewürz, so lychee nuts, a touch of olive, some pineapple with gingery spice going on. And we had it with a spicy butternut squash soup, and it was just wonderful. It had the intensity to stand up to something like that. And, of course, people have always claimed, and I agree, that Gewürz goes well with Asian food.
I agree.
So this one would be a really good choice. If you don't know Gewürz, this is a good place to start. Can't go wrong. So I was really surprised by the quality. Another one that I thought was really very, very nice was the Fetzer Cabernet Sauvignon. Again, seemed to be non-vintage from California, which means the vineyards could be anywhere. This was a very juicy cab with quite a few varietally correct notes. It's medium-bodied with good concentration. The flavors are pretty simple and uncomplicated, but there are touches of things like cedar that kind of elevate it a bit. And my only quibble again with this was that some of the grapes seemed to be rather overripe, which will give you kind of a pruny taste in the background, but it didn't dominate. It was just there. So it's not a premium cab by any sense of the word, but at $8,
it's a great value. $8 is pretty serviceable.
It really is. And I'd have to say that my wine of the week was the Gewürz, because in terms of quality and in terms of price, man, it just doesn't get any better than that. So I'm glad to have had this chance to become reacquainted with Fetzer. New label. They make a ton of different bottlings, too. A ton. I looked them up. There's dozens and dozens of things they make. But these are the ones you should have no trouble finding.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.